Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Red Sox on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. As always, I'm your host, Gabrielle, founder of Grill at the Game, and today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off your order. Today's episode is about somebody I have been thinking about a lot lately, Theo Epstein, and here's why. For starters, I've been thinking about Theo Epstein in the context of Kim Ng, who became the first female general manager in MLB history last Friday. I was thinking about them because the both of them started out in Major League Baseball at very young ages and would both be considered wunderkind. Both of them accelerated at first quite quickly throughout the ranks of Major League Baseball, but then their paths diverged. And the reason for this is because Theo Epstein is a man and Kim Ng is a woman. Kim Ng began her Major League career as an intern when she was in college at the University of Chicago. She began working for Major League Baseball in that capacity in 1990, and by 1998, she had been hired by Brian Cashman to be an assistant general manager with the New York Yankees. As a result, she was a huge part of their three-peat between 1998 and 2000. By the time she began interviewing for general manager positions around the league, she had been working in Major League Baseball for 15 years. Her first interview was with the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2005. So, of course, such a long time, exactly half of her major league career, was spent interviewing for one kind of job, and she didn't ever get it. She had become the youngest assistant general manager ever at 29 years old. She had worked on championship teams and postseason teams. She was interviewing with multiple teams, and she wasn't getting hired. Between 2005 and 2020, reporters wrote that she had interviewed with the Dodgers, Mariners, Padres, Angels, and Giants, and none of them hired her. Of those teams, of course, only the Giants and the Dodgers have won a World Series in the last 15 years, and the Dodgers didn't win until this year. So after 15 years of hiring for multiple general manager openings around the league, Kim Ng gets hired by the Marlins by Derek Jeter, who played for her when she was an assistant GM back in her days with the Yankees. And then, of course, when she's asked about it, Kim Ng says that it's actually many more teams that didn't hire her that she interviewed with, including the Mets. And we all know how the Mets have been over the last two decades. But it's not just the teams that didn't hire her. It's the teams around the league that knew that she was available, knew that she was qualified, knew that she was as qualified, if not more qualified, than the actual candidates that they were interviewing, and didn't give her a call, including the Boston Red Sox. The Boston Red Sox, in the last 15 years, have had five general managers and multiple interim managers. And as far as we know, Kim Ng was never considered for that job. And that's crazy to me. But this is what brings me to Theo. And I want to start off by saying that I wrote this whole thing in a long thread on Twitter last weekend, and people seem to think it was an attack on Theo Epstein, which is crazy to me because no Bostonian can hate on Theo Epstein. Theo Epstein is one of the main reasons that the Red Sox reversed the curse. Theo Epstein is a hero. He's also, like me, a Jewish kid who loves baseball from the same town, Brookline, Massachusetts. He went to the same high school as my mom. Theo Epstein is a legend to Jewish baseball fans. So no, this is not an insult to Theo Epstein. This is simply a comparison because they're two of the youngest, most talented people in the last three decades of Major League Baseball executives, and they've had very different career paths. So when Kim Ng began interning in Major League Baseball, Theo was in high school. Fast forward to 2002, and Kim Ng has been working in Major League Baseball for 12 years. This is also the year that the Boston Red Sox hire a 28-year-old Theo Epstein as the youngest general manager in Major League history. So when Kim Ng became the youngest assistant GM ever at the age of 29, back in 1998, she was a year older than Theo would be when he would go on to become the youngest ever general manager. And by the time he was hired, she had already worked on a championship team that netted three rings in 3 years. Theo had not. He came from the Orioles and the Padres. So Theo becomes the youngest GM. Kim is still 3 years away from beginning to interview. In 2005, she first interviews with the Dodgers. At this point, Theo Epstein has already been with the Red Sox for 3 years and has already won a championship with them, their first in 86 years. Over the next 15 years, she interviews with multiple teams and is ignored by even more teams. None of these teams hire her. After 15 years of interviewing for all of those jobs and being ignored for the others, she's finally hired by the Marlins. At this point, Theo has been the general manager of the Red Sox and then the president of baseball ops for the Cubs, who under his watch in 2016 break their own 108-year World Series drought. So he becomes even more legendary. Theo began his baseball career 5 years later than she did, yet he became a GM 18 years before her and became president of baseball ops for the Cubs 9 years after he became a general manager, which was 9 years before she became a GM last week. And again, none of this is to say that Theo isn't good at his job. It's to point out that Kim Ng has been qualified for the job she got last week for a long time, and she watched other less qualified men, including Theo Epstein, get these jobs over and over and over again. He started out as an intern with the Orioles, then became a PR assistant, then worked in player development with the Padres, and then became their director of baseball ops. And then when Lucchino came from the Padres to the Red Sox, he brought Theo Epstein with him. All of that happened to Theo between his college graduation in 1995 and 2002 when he becomes Major League Baseball's youngest ever general manager. So it only took him 7 years to go from an intern to a general manager of one of the biggest market teams in Major League Baseball. It took Kim Ng 15 years of working in Major League Baseball to even get an interview for a general manager position, and another 15 years after that for her to get a job. So this is what I've been thinking about this week, because these are two of the most talented minds in baseball, and now they are two of the most experienced minds in baseball. But Theo left the Cubs last week, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Theo left the Cubs and is now in talks to either become a part owner of a team or to even become the commissioner of baseball, which I think he would be amazing at. But all of this time, Kim Ng is only starting her first general manager position now. And I would venture to say that she's already qualified to be considered for commissioner of baseball herself after 9 years working as a vice president in Major League Baseball's corporate offices and working with multiple teams. In 2011, when she interviewed with the Angels, the LA Times called her experienced and accomplished at many facets of the game, and it still took her 9 years to get a job. In 2008, the Mariners interviewed her, and their team president boasted about being colorblind and genderblind, and then they hired a white guy. In 2018, the Giants interviewed her and then opted not to hire anyone for a year, and then hired Theo Epstein's assistant general manager, Scott Harris, instead. Not only did they not choose Kim, they didn't choose anybody. That's so crazy to me. So, to recap, two of the most talented people in Major League Baseball in the last 3 decades. And there were plenty of people who got very mad when I made this comparison on Twitter because they were saying that I wasn't acknowledging what a legend Theo Epstein is. No Boston person is ever going to undercut how legendary Theo Epstein is. That's not the point. The point is that Theo Epstein became the legend we know him to be today because he was given a chance to be a general manager when he was only in baseball for 7 years and he was 28 years old, which is how old I will be in 7 months. But you can't say that Kim Ng would not have been similarly successful because she wasn't given the same chance for 15 years. She had to wait longer to interview for the job, and then she had to wait exactly the same amount of time again to even get hired. At the time that Theo was hired to be the Red Sox general manager, Kim Ng was already more qualified than he was, which again is not a critique of Theo, but it highlights a gender inequality. Because she wasn't even getting an interview at that time. She wasn't going to get to interview until 3 years into his tenure as general manager. The last thing I'm going to say about this is that until Kim Ng has been in her role for enough time, we can't compare who they became after they were hired as general managers. All we can do is compare their career trajectories up to the point that each of them was hired as a general manager. So when you stack up the first 7 years of Theo's career and the first 12 years of Kim's, you have to ask yourself why a man who worked fewer years in lower level positions with less postseason experience and less overall experience was hired years before a more experienced woman even got an interview. And then ask yourself why it took 15 years of interviews and rejection and being ignored to get a chance at the same job that he was given so quickly. The reason for that is because the baseball playing field and most sports playing fields are not level. And her hiring is huge for women. It is so incredible. But we can't not talk about how long it took for her to get here. There are so many people, so many guys on Twitter said to me, why are you focusing on how long it took her to get here? Just be happy that it happened. And I'm thrilled that it happened. I was so happy I cried on Friday. I thought, this is amazing. But if we don't talk about how long it took for her to get here, we don't talk about how qualified she was, if we don't talk about the teams that didn't hire her, it's just going to keep happening. We have to call out how ridiculous it was that it took this long. So before we talk about Theo and the Cubs and Theo's future and the future of Major League Baseball, we have to talk about Built Bar. Because Built Bar makes protein bars that taste like candy bars. And I have no idea how they do it, but they manage to do it without putting all those hidden sugars and bad preservatives in them that you find in a lot of your supposedly healthy foods. Built Bar makes bars that are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. And despite the fact that they are all of those wonderful things, they still come in 100% chocolate coating, and they are soft and easy to chew, which is something that's very hard to find. For a limited time only, Built Bar is offering our Locked On listeners 20% off their order. Whether you are a first-time buyer or a repeat customer, you can get 20% off when you go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Now, let's talk about Theo Epstein, because Theo, after 9 years with the Chicago Cubs, has left and has declared that he will not be seeking another job of that sort, which is both interesting and not at all surprising. He has tackled what were two of the biggest fixer-upper franchises in Major League Baseball. He helped reverse not one, but two curses, breaking the two longest droughts in Major League Baseball history. The only team left that has a comparable challenge would be the Cleveland Indians, which would also, interestingly enough, reunite him with Terry Francona, but that doesn't seem likely. Theo did what he went to Boston and Chicago to do. The question is, what's he going to do next? And he has said that what he's looking forward to next season is being able to not have to clock into a ballpark every single day and actually be able to enjoy a baseball game with friends and crack open a beer. But I think, like many people, I want Theo to aim higher. I, for one, would not be unhappy with Theo unseating Rob Manfred as commissioner of Major League Baseball. Because unlike Rob Manfred, Theo Epstein has a major undying love for the game of baseball. He remains, after all of this time at the corporate level, an ardent lover of the game of baseball. Someone who actually appreciates baseball, who still finds romance in baseball. And that, more than anything, is what baseball needs, because Theo Epstein already knows how to work with annoying owners. He dealt with the Red Sox and then with the Ricketts in Chicago. He knows how to make those teams make a lot of money. He knows how to have them win. He knows how to make them successful. So the owners would probably be happy with Theo Epstein. But you know who else would be happy with Theo Epstein? The fans and the players. And that is something that Major League Baseball hasn't had since 2014, if not longer. It is undeniable that Major League Baseball needs to be saved. Their ballpark attendance numbers are bad. Obviously, 2020 is not what I'm talking about here, but in 2019, the Miami Marlins, shout out Kim Ng again, because this will be one of her problems that she's going to have to tackle. The Marlins in 2019 became the first team since the 2004 Montreal Expos to post less than 1 million fans in home attendance at their ballpark. Attendance is going down, ticket prices are going up, and this year saw more American families suffer financially than in a very long time. Millions of people are unemployed. They're not going to be able to afford baseball. Theo Epstein, at heart, is still a kid who grew up loving the game of baseball. He understands baseball on a human level. I think that both Epstein and Major League Baseball and its fans and its players, I think this would be a mutually beneficial relationship more than almost any time that that phrase has ever been used to describe something. My friend Joe Posnanski, who writes beautiful prose for The Athletic, described Theo this way. He aches for baseball. He has never stopped loving the game he fell in love with as a kid. He really is romantic about baseball, and he has ideas, lots of ideas, some of them ambitious, some of them barely noticeable, some of them unworkable, some of them obvious and important for returning that romance back to baseball. I don't think anyone has ever described Rob Manfred in that way. And that's fine. But the person who's in charge of baseball should at least appreciate the game of baseball. You don't have to be full Theo. You know, you don't have to be a lifelong diehard fan. I think it would help. I think it will help if Theo becomes the next commissioner. But I don't think that it is a requirement. But what should be a requirement is a basic appreciation for the game and not an overwhelming urge to change everything about it just to make owners money and to chip away at something that has been part of America for over a century. There has to be a basic instinct to want to protect and promote the actual game of baseball. And everything that Rob Manfred has done, and this is not going to turn into a Rob Manfred roast, I do plenty of that, but everything that Manfred's Major League Baseball has done over the past 6 years has not indicated appreciation for the game of baseball, the players who play it, or the fans who have loved it, most of them like Theo since they were very small. And I think we need to get back to that. And when I texted my parents asking them what they thought Theo Epstein should do, my mom wrote back simply, "Commissioner," period. And that's quite an endorsement, I will say. So this has been today's episode of Locked On Red Sox. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at GFSTARR1. You can follow Locked On Red Sox at LO_Red Sox and Locked On Red Sox, all one word, on Instagram. Thanks so much for tuning in. Wear a mask. And as always, go Red Sox.